Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Proverbs today, so if you find the Psalms about midway through the Bible, take a right, one more book, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 22 today. I'll read through this proverb, perhaps taking some devotional pauses, thinking about some applications at the end, and then closing in prayer, and I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for the Proverbs and the wisdom that is here for us. Help me to understand your wisdom today, Lord, and to apply it to my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 22. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor in life. In the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Whoever sows injustice reaps calamity, and the rod they wield in fury will be broken. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. Please keep in mind as we go through this proverb that when you read a proverb, he may say how things work, but the Hebrew poetry is not meant to tell us exactly how it goes every time in our everyday experience. These are regular principles. This is the way God sees things, even if we don't always experience it the same way. And yet the things it tells us to do to have wisdom are the things we are to pursue. Verse 13, the sluggard says, there's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square. That's a great excuse, right, for not working. Verse 14, the mouth of an adulterous woman is a deep pit. A man who is under the Lord's wrath falls into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of the child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. One who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and one who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach. For it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you, have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the court in needy in court. For the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared. Do not be the one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. That's the end of Proverbs 22. And the end of our reading for today. Well, as you look down through those proverbs, do you see one that catches your attention? Is there one that you could take and think about how to apply it as far as wisdom today? See, as I'm looking down here, I think the one that I notice is verse 4. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. The fear of the Lord is a main theme in Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Here it says, humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Again, not promise us to be rich in this world, but the idea that there is incredible blessings when we come humbly before God, as we fear Him, as we are in awe of Him, as we align our lives to who God is, His character. And that's my application for today. The idea of coming humbly before God in the fear of Him to be experience His blessings, whatever they may be. What about you? Father, thank You for Your word, for this proverb today. And Father, what came to my mind is the idea of coming before You in humility, to fear You, to rightly respond to who You are, Father. That's what I want to do. And I know that there are many blessings that come with that. And I want to honor You, Father. So help me to live humbly before You today. In Jesus' name.